记载在新约约翰福音八章三十一到三十六节，会众请聆听上帝的话。耶稣对信他的犹太人说：你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。他们回答说：我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，从来没有做过谁的奴仆，你怎么说你们必得自由呢？耶稣回答说：我实实在在地告诉你们，所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆，奴仆不能永远住在家里，儿子是永远住在家里。所以天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。本周箴言，请大家连同经文出处连续读两次。诗篇四十六篇一节：上帝是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from the Lord our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
愿恩惠慈爱平安归给大家，从主耶稣归给大家。Amen.
First of all, Patty and I thank you for extending to us such a warm welcome as I serve for 6 months as interim pastor for the English Department.
首先我要谢谢大家，我跟我的太太 Patty 来这边担任6个月的临时牧师，谢谢大家对我们的招待和热情。
We have been telling our home church in California all about your wonderful and tasteful potluck suppers.
我已经参加过很多的聚餐，我也告诉我们加州的母会，这个聚餐是多么的美味，好吃。
But I also have been telling them of your deep love for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
我也跟他们分享，提到了你们对耶稣基督的爱。
And the strong leadership of Pastor Ray, the lay staff, as well as all of you committed members and volunteers.
还有许多出色的带领，在朱牧师、教会员工，还有许多的热心同工的带领下，教会成长。
The second week of November, Patty and I fly to Dallas, Texas.
11月的第二个礼拜，我跟我的太太会飞到德州去。
I serve the North American Lutheran Church as Dean of the Southwest Pacific Mission District.
我是北美信义会的西南太平洋传道区的区牧。
So I will attend the yearly meeting with Bishop Dan Selbo and the other 35 deans.
所以我会跟那个 Dan Sibel 主教还有另外35位的区牧一起参加这个年度的聚会。
As your dean, I am very glad to assist this congregation in the search for a new English department leader.
身为你们的区牧，我也很高兴能够跟大家一起来寻找我们新的英文堂的牧者。
As interim pastor for the English department, we have about 30 youth attending the weekly Saturday evening fellowship.
我作为英文堂的临时牧师呢，我们每个星期六晚上有差不多30位的青少年来参加我们的青少期。
And in addition to worship in the chapel each Sunday, Patty is now co-leading a discipleship class with 18 to 20 members attending.
所以每个星期天除了我们正常的聚会崇拜以外，我的太太 Patty 也带领一个门徒训练小组，他们用的大概有18到20个人。
Using the chosen video series about the ministry of Jesus.
他们用的教材是一个视频的教材，叫做拣选这个系列。那大概是在讲耶稣的事工。
I currently have 12 youth in the confirmation class.
那我也在教兼信班，兼信班有12位青少年参加这个班。
Although today we had 16.
今天我们有16个人参加。
I am honored to offer the sermon up here today on the third floor, closer to heaven.
我很高兴今天能够在三楼讲道，因为是离天堂更近了一步。
With our Mandarin and Cantonese sisters and brothers in Christ.
跟我们在组内的粤语还有国语的弟兄姐妹一起。
Today, Lutheran churches all over the world celebrate Reformation Sunday.
今天所有信义会的教会都在庆祝所谓的宗教改革日。
The gospel text is always John chapter 8, 31 through 36.
在这个宗教改革纪念日，我们所读的经文一直都是约翰福音第八章31到36节。
The day of Reformation is actually always October 31st.
那这个宗教纪念日，改革纪念日一定是10月31号。
It was on that day in the year 1517 AD.
就是在1517年的10月31日那一天。
That young Martin Luther nailed the 95 theses onto the big wooden door of Castle Church.In Wittenberg, Germany.
那时候年轻的马丁路德就把他写的95条论纲这个东西呢贴在钉在这个德国威登堡这个城堡教会的一个大的木门上面。
He intended to have a scholarly church debate over the church teachings and the misuse of authority.
他那时候因为他定这个是想要带起大家对于教会的教义还有一个权力滥用的一个学术上的讨论。
Instead, he ignited a religious and political revolution that forever changed God's church and the whole Western world.
但是没想到却点燃了整个宗教和政治的革命哦，永远改变了上帝的教会还有整个西方的世界。
In fact, in 1999, on the occasion of the end of the millennium,
事实上在1990年年底的时候千禧年底
Time Magazine listed Martin Luther as the number 3 most influential historical figure of the past 1000 years.
时代杂志列出了过去1000年对人类世界有影响的历史人物马丁路德是排名第三
The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther did not name the church after himself.
马丁路德并牧师并没有以他自己的名字来命名这个教会。
However, his influence was so great as a reformer of the Christian church and society.
但是呢，他的影响力对于社会、对教会有非常大的这个改变影响力。
That by the time of his death in 1546, his followers were called Lutherans.
在他死那年以前1546年去世以前他的追随者就被称为路德信徒
So, let us look at this Martin Luther priest, professor, protester, and pastor
所以让我们大家今天一起来看这个马丁路德他是一位神父、教授、抗议者还有牧师
Martin was born in 1483 in Germany which was part of the Holy Roman Empire
马丁路德生于1483年，出生在德国，当时是属于神圣罗马帝国之下。
Young Martin grew up with severe rules from the church and lots of guilt for being a sinner.
他在当时的教会，他马丁路德年轻的时候，教会有许许多多的规条，而且是让人活在这个罪孽，自己为自己的罪感到愧疚当中。
He worshipped God.But was afraid of God's wrath.
他敬拜上帝，但是他心中对上帝的愤怒非常害怕。
The believers were taught that Jesus was their judge, and he was angry at their sin.
当时的信徒被教导为耶稣是一个审判者，他对他的那些犯罪的人非常生气。
Jesus sitting on a rainbow with a sword to judge.All the sinners.
耶稣坐在彩虹上面，手里拿着一把剑，然后呢是要来审判所有的罪人。
To everlasting hell.
要把他们送到永恒的地狱里去。
How could he avoid God's condemnation and eternal damnation?
所以他到底马丁路德想，他怎么样能够来避开上帝的谴责，还有这个永恒的惩罚呢？
He entered the monastery to become a Roman Catholic monk and priest.
所以他就进入了修道院，成为了修道院的修士，然后后来成为天主教的神父。
But this did not help his troubled heart.
但是呢，却没有对他的心灵没有任何的安抚。
The answer was to confess. He spent so much time in the confession booth that he wore out his father confessor.
那唯一的答案就是要忏悔，所以他就常常去找牧师忏悔，在忏悔室里忏悔，把那个神父听得精疲力竭。
Who pleaded, "Please, Martin, surely God has heard your prayers."
所以这个神父就对他说：“马丁，拜托，拜托，上帝已经听到你的忏悔祷告了。”
Martin Luther was very intelligent, and he spoke Latin, Hebrew, Greek, and German.
马丁路德非常聪明，他会说拉丁语、希伯来语、希腊语，还有德语。
His problem was not intellectual. It was spiritual.
他的问题并不是理性上的，而是灵性上的。
The more he tried to be cleansed by confession and penance, doing good works,
他越是想通过忏悔、赎罪，还有做好事来得到洁净
，the more depressed he became.
他越这么做，他就越来越沮丧，越忧郁。
Not knowing what else to do with him, his superiors assigned him to be a professor.
他的领导不知道该拿他怎么办，所以就把他给分配去当一个神学院的教授。
He was doctor of theology at the University of Wittenberg.
哦、他就去威登堡大学，让他当神学教授。
He gave lectures on the Psalms, Romans, and Galatians.
他在那边教的是诗篇、罗马书还有加拉太书。
It was here, teaching the Bible in its original languages, that Martin Luther had his aha moment.
就是在这里，在这个大学里，他用原文来教圣经的时候，他突然有了一个顿悟。
Do you say that in Chinese?
你们说啊哈吗？或者哦
？Or wow?
Wow?
Or in German, wunderbar?
或者在德语里说太棒了
？Wonderful!
太棒了
！For centuries, the Catholic Church, those few who could read Latin, used a Latin translation of the Bible.
几个世纪以来，那些会读拉丁文的在这的人呢，他们就用。读拉丁文的圣经。
It translated the Greek word metanoia as penance.
所以他们就在拉丁文的圣经里把希腊文这个 metanoia 翻译成赎罪。
Penance means doing good works prescribed by the priest after confession.
所以这翻译这个赎罪这个意思就是说，让神父告诉你要做什么好事，那你就可以来忏悔。
Always the question is, how much is enough to satisfy an angry God?
所以这个问题就在于，我到底要做多少好事才会让这个上帝愤怒的上帝满意呢？
But Luther studied and taught from the original Greek text.
但是路德他现在是用原文拉丁文在教，原文希腊文在教书。
And he discovered.The real meaning of the word is repentance.
他发觉这个在原文里这个字呢的意思是悔改。
To repent is to be sorry for your sin, turn around and see Jesus.
所以悔改的意思就是说你为你自己的罪感到难过，然后你就转回到耶稣的面前。
Jesus is the one who does the work.
一切的事都是由耶稣来完成。
Dying on the cross in our place, out of love.
由于耶稣出于爱，为了我们的罪而死在十字架上。
To pay the price for our sin.
就是付我们的罪的代价。
And give to us cleansing, forgiveness, and new life.
就给我们的是给我们的洁净，给我们的赦免，给我们新的生命。
This was the spiritual freedom, freed from having to do good works.To merit God's favor.
这就是属灵的自由。我们不需要为了 我们自己的自由而做好事，来得到上帝的喜悦。
Free to fall into the arms of Jesus.
我们有自由能够投到耶稣的怀抱里。
Who was now Luther's savior, his good shepherd, not an angry judge.
现在这个耶稣在是路德的一个救主，是他的好牧人，不是他的审判官。
At the age of 34, Luther proclaimed, "It is as if I have been born anew."
那时候路德34岁，他自己说，就好像我得到了重生一样。
His lectures were alive with the grace of God, the faith that saves, and the word of God that is our authority.
所以在他的讲课的当中就充满了上帝的恩典、拯救的信心，还有最高权威上帝的道。
Martin Luther, our priest and professor, thought the church leaders would be so happy to hear all about his discovery.
马丁·路德他是一个神父，他也是一个教授。他说我有这个新发现对耶稣，那我想所有的教会领导者一定会很高兴听到我的新发现。
That God's grace preserved in the Bible was there.
所以上帝的在圣经里讲到他的恩典就在里面，他们一定很高兴。
But wrong.
但是他错了。
Now Luther became protester.
现在呢，在大家的眼里
，because of the resistance of the church leaders，
因为教会领袖对于他这个观点的反对，所以现在路德变成了抗议者。
In fact, Luther would have been burned at the stake。
事实上，路德可能要被烧死。
Like earlier protesters, except for two big reasons。
那时候只要是抗议者，一般都会被烧死，但是由于两个原因，路德没有被烧死。
First of all, the printing press had just been invented, and his pamphlets were printed and distributed all over Germany and the Empire.
第一个是因为那时候印刷术就很发达起来，刚刚发明出来，所以他们那些传单就遍布了，传到了整个帝国去。
The second big reason is taxes.
第二个原因是税收。
People were charged.Money by the empire to pay for St. Peter's Basilica in Rome.
罗马帝国收了很多税收，是为了要在罗马修建那个圣彼得大教堂。
And taxes to fight against the land-grabbing Muslim Turks.
他们也需要用这个钱来对抗那些侵占土地的穆斯林的土耳其人。
So the Pope issued declarations of condemnation.And Luther's writings were burned.
所以教皇他就发布了一个谴责声明，把所有路德的著作都烧光了。
The emperor ordered Luther to answer for his criticism of the Pope and of the church's practices.
那这个皇帝也命令路德要让他把他对于教皇的批评，还有对教会的批评呢，也要做出一个交代。
Luther was commanded to meet at the city of Worms.In 1521,
在1521年的时候，路德就被规定要到沃姆斯城去。
Imagine one person standing before the most powerful leaders in the Western world.
你知道那时候去，他一个人要去那，要面对的是整个西方世界最有权威的一些领导者。
Like a mouse before a lion.
就像一只老鼠面对一只大狮子一样。
When ordered to recant, to deny all his teachings about repentance, freedom, and personal faith,
他们要求他要撤回他所有的教导，有关于悔改、自由，还有个人信仰等等。
And that scripture has greater authority than the Pope.
要撤回他的一些思想，就是说圣经权威高于教皇的教义。
Luther famously replied,Unless I am convicted by scriptures and plain reason, my conscience is captive to the word of God. I cannot and I will not recant anything, for to go against conscience is neither right nor safe. God help me, here I stand. Amen.
所以路德在这些领导者面前就坚定地回答他，除非有圣经来让我的心清楚，或者有很明确的原因来反驳我的这些思想，我的良心会被上帝的话语来带领， 我不能也绝对不会收回我任何对于教义的这些解释，因为我如果我违背我的良心，不正确而且也不安全，愿上帝帮助我，这就是我的立场。阿们。
Did I say all that? This priest, professor, and protester was now pronounced a heretic.
现在这位神父、教授还有抗议者就现在变成了异端。
He was ordered to be captured dead or alive.
他们就下令要逮捕他，无论生死都要逮捕他。
Do you believe in the hand of God?
你相信上帝掌控一切吗？
Can God use anyone he chooses to do his work?
上帝可不可以选择任何一个人来完成他的工？
Yes, and here is history's great example.
一定行的，这里就有一个例子，在历史中。
Luther's German governor named Frederick the Wise had Luther kidnapped.
那时候的路德的那个德国的统治者，那个统治者叫做智者腓特烈，他就把这个路德给绑架了。
Luther was hidden for over 1 year in one of his castles, Wartburg Castle.
然后绑架以后，他就把他偷偷的藏在他的一个城堡里面。这个城堡叫做瓦尔特城堡。
Frederick was not a religious man.
在这里藏了一年。那这个统治者并不是一个虔诚的宗教人士。
But he wanted to protect one of his subjects, and God wanted to keep Luther alive.
但是这个统治者他要保护他的子民，那上帝呢却要保护他的生命。
Alone, high up in a corner room, Luther translated the New Testament into the German language.
那路德就在那个小小的房间里面，那个角落的房间里，把新约圣经翻译成德语。
He wanted to put God's word into everyday language of his people.
他想要把这个圣经翻译成一般人都可以读的一个圣经。
Later, he translated the Old Testament also.
所以呢，后来他也把旧约也翻译成德文。
This most excellently translated Bible is still in use today in Germany, 500 years later.
这个圣经翻译的成德语翻译的非常好。甚至于在500年后的今天，他们也还在使用这本圣经。
Meanwhile, the townspeople were awakened to the gracious Lord Jesus.
同时呢，人们也开始意识到了主耶稣的恩典。
Many Catholic priests broke free from the church law to marry.
很多天主教的神父呢，就不再受教会法规的规定而开始结婚了。
The legalistic hold of the Pope over large numbers of protesters was broken.
那教皇对抗议者的这些严厉的控制呢，也被瓦解了。
The Protestant movement was growing all over the continent.
这个新教运动就在欧洲迅速的展开。
Luther left the Wartburg Castle and returned to Wittenberg to lead what was to be called the Protestant Reformation.
那路德就离开了这个瓦尔特堡的城堡，回到了威登堡，在那里开始领导这个被西方世界称为新教改革的运动。
The Church of Jesus Christ was being reformed and reshaped.
那基督教会就因此而得到了深刻的转变。
This religious reformation also caused the breakup of the Holy Roman Empire.
这个宗教改革也使得造成了罗马帝国的分裂。
Territories now became nations.
本来的领地就变成了国家。
This political reformation created a spirit of intellectual reformation.
那这个也造成了一个理性上的一个开启。
That's called the Enlightenment.
就是所谓的启蒙运动。
The Enlightenment signaled the end of Europe's Middle Ages and then the beginning of the modern age.
那启蒙运动就标志着欧洲中世纪的结束，而且拉开了现代时期的序幕。
Luther opened the door of education for all people.
马丁路德打开了所有人为他们打开了教育的大门。
He gave the Bible for all to read and to strive to live by.
他把这个大家读得懂的圣经给大家，让他们能够生活上能够知道怎么样遵行圣经的话语。
Luther loved music and composed hundreds of hymns, the most famous being A Mighty Fortress.
马丁路德他是一个音乐很好，他写了无数的诗歌，最有名之一就是《坚固保障》。
Inspired by Psalm 46.
是由诗篇从诗篇46篇开来写的。
And thank you, choir, for singing so beautifully that song.
谢谢诗班，把这个这首歌唱得这么的美。
Luther reformed the church to be evangelical, which means gospel-centered.
路德就将教会改成为福音派，就是以基督的福音为中心。
This new faith worshipped Jesus Christ, our Savior, who died for our sin and rose from the dead to be Lord of our lives.
这种的信仰就是专注在耶稣身上，他是我们的救主，为了我们的罪死在十字架上，所以又复活了，给我们新的生命。
This evangelical good news message spread like wildfire all across Europe.
所以这种福音的信息就很快的在欧洲的传递开了。
In fact, the Lutheran evangelical congregation in Martin, Slovakia, which is 600 miles away from Luther, was founded 4 years before Luther died in 1546.
事实上，在现代的斯洛伐克的马丁堡有一个叫做福音派的路德会，这个地方是离路德他原来住的地方差不多600英里。那时候在路德死的4年以前，就已经成立了一个路德的教会。
The Protestant Reformation was the Holy Spirit breathing new life into old bones.
这个宗教改革就像圣灵吹了一口气在这个枯骨里面一样。
Protestant churches with many other leaders were formed.
许多基督教会的这个新教的教会呢，就开始在不同的领袖的之下建立了。
And missionaries dared to travel all over the world to bring the evangelical news.
然后许多的宣教士就到了世界各地去传福音。
Last week, Howard told you about Hudson Taylor.
上个礼拜赫华提到了宣教士戴德生。
This British Christian brought the good news of Jesus to China for 54 years of his life.
这位英国宣教士把福音带到中国，奉献了54年的时间。
He inspired over 800 more missionaries.
他带动了有800多位的宣教士加入。
He established schools and over 20,000 conversions to the living Lord.
他创办的学校，而带领了20,000多的人信主。
Missionary societies, hospitals.Medical clinics, universities and colleges and orphanages.
还有建立了宣教协会、医院、诊所、大学、孤儿院。
Care for the elderly, the poor and the homeless. Sunday school and labor reform for children and adults.
他们也照顾老人、穷苦的人，还有建立了主日学，也促进了儿童和成人的劳动改革，各样的事工。
All this was inspired by Martin Luther's brave witness to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这些都是受到马丁路德这么勇敢见证福音的影响和启发。
At heart, he was a pastor to his people.
在本质上，马丁路德是一个牧者。
Pastor means shepherd.
牧者就是牧师的意思，牧师就是牧者。
He preached often 2 or 3 times a day.
他每天大概讲到2到3次。
He, a former priest, married a former nun, Katerina.
他是一个神父，对不对？后来他就跟一个以前是当修女的一个 Katerina 结婚。
Together, they had 6 children.
他们生了6个孩子。
2 of them died early.
但是两个在比较小时候就夭折了。
They also raised 6 children from Luther's sister.
他们也抚养了路德妹妹的6个小孩。
Luther taught that motherhood and homemaking was as noble a calling from God as being a pastor or a lawyer.
他路德认为母亲还有家庭主妇这个角色跟牧师还律师的角色是一样的高贵的。
Luther taught that every Christian has a calling, a vocation, a ministry of serving God and others.
他也教导我们每一个基督徒都有一个呼召，而且有一个职分。
The Reformation spirit transcends race and centuries.
他的这种改革精神跨越了种族还有时间。
For example, in 1929, a poor African-American sharecropper lived in the deep south of the United States.
比方说在1929年的时候，美国南方有一个很贫穷的非洲裔的美国佃农。
He was so inspired by this Middle Ages Anglo-Saxon Luther, with his call to freedom in Christ that he named his son Martin Luther, Martin Luther King Jr.
他受到了路德这种自由精神的启发，他就把他自己的儿子命名为马丁·路德金。
He became the great civil rights black Protestant minister who raised Americans to see each other in God's eyes instead of racism and hatred.
他马丁·路德金，他是一个黑人的民权领袖，一个新教的牧师，他唤起了美国人要从上帝的眼光来接待彼此，而不是在种族的偏见中看待彼此。
Another example, in 1900, a Norwegian immigrant from Minnesota in northern United States was named Daniel Nelson.
另外一个例子是1900年前后，在美国北部明尼苏达州有一个挪威的移民，他的中文名字叫李立生。
The Reformation love of Jesus and sharing the gospel to everyone led this farmer to take his last $500 and move his family all the way to Shanghai, China.
他受到路德这种改革精神的影响，然后愿意把福音传给每一个人，他就用他最后的500块钱带着全家一起到了上海。
They settled in the Hunan province to tell of God's love in Jesus.
他们到了河南来传扬上帝的爱。
Soon after, the Martinson family arrived, and they also spent their lifetime teaching, serving, and living the love of Jesus in Hunan.
后来马丁森这个家庭也加入了他们，他们就奉献他们自己在那教导、服务，还有展现耶稣的爱，就在那个河南那一区。
In recent years, this ministry is known as China Service Ventures.
那最近几年，这个事工就是我们熟悉的中美服务促进会。
This is a Lutheran ministry.
这是一个信义会的事工。
Nancy Chen, your children's ministry director, became a Christian and a worker for Jesus through China's Service Ventures for many years.
我们的儿童事工主任黄蕾姐妹，就是因为受到他们这些中美促进会的人去那传福音而信主，成为基督徒。
Our pastor back in California is the director of China Service Venture Mission.
那我们在加州的那个牧师就是这个中美服务促进会的主任。
And there are many Christian Protestant denominations now, like Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, and on. They all have their roots in the Reformation that Martin Luther ignited long ago.
基督教我们有许许多多的宗派，比方说浸信会、卫理公会、长老会、克拉门的等等的这些宗派，可以追溯的他们的是从宗教改革时期马丁路德的那个改革开始的。
We do not worship Martin Luther on Reformation Sunday or any other day.
在宗教改革纪念日或任何其他的日子，我们不是要来敬拜马丁路德。
He was no saint.
他并不是一个圣人。
He had anger management issues.
他的情绪不稳定，常常生气。
He called his enemies bad names.
他常常是骂他的敌人。
And he suffered from depression.
而且他也有抑郁症。
But this imperfect man was used by God to bring the perfect love of God in Christ Jesus to a hurting world.
但是上帝却借着这个不完美的人，把上帝完美的爱带到了这个受伤的世界里。
God still uses this man's teachings today.
直到今天，上帝还在使用他的教导来影响别人。
On the screen, you see the picture of Martin Luther, one of the paintings.
那是他一幅他的画像哦，马丁路德。
There is Luther's rose. This is a famous emblem designed by Luther in the early Reformation.
这个路德玫瑰是一个有名的，来代表我们路德会的信义中的一个标志。
Notice Christ the center.
中间是基督。
God's heart of love.
上帝的心。
In Jesus cross.
上帝的耶稣的十字架。
Foretold by the white messianic rose.
然后是由这个白色的部分是玫瑰，是弥赛亚的玫瑰。
Circled in gold, eternal life.
然后圆圆的那个是金色的，是永恒的生命。
The next slide, please.
下一张。
Here is a short list of what Luther gave to us.
这里是路德留给我们的一些东西。
Each one of these could be a sermon.
每一项都可以是一个讲道。
The three alones, grace alone, faith alone, word alone.
三维，唯独恩典，唯独信心，唯独圣经。
Law and gospel, interpreting the word of God, it both convicts us and comforts us.
律法和福音就怎么样来解释上帝的话语，让我们知道我们的罪，而且来安慰我们的心。
We are sinner saint. This is what we are. Lost in sin, yet found and cleansed, loved eternally.
我们是罪人圣徒，就是我们的身份。我们在罪中迷失，因为耶稣而得到洁净，还有永远的被爱。
The priesthood of all believers. All Christians have a calling and a task in God's kingdom.
全民皆祭司，所有的基督徒在上帝的国度中都有呼召和任务。
The two kingdoms.Spiritual kingdom and earthly kingdom. Christians live in both.
两国理论，属灵的国度还有地上的国度，我们基督徒就处于这两个国度之中。
The Small Catechism, 1529, for parents to teach children about our loving God.
路德小问答是1529年的，那他是要教导父母怎么样来教导孩子们认识慈爱的上帝。
The Augsburg Confession, which is a concise list of doctrine about sin, grace, Jesus, and the church.
奥斯堡信条，那就是关于这个教义的列表，是关于罪、恩典、耶稣，还有教会的一些。
The bondage of the will, the freedom of a Christian, and many, many more writings.
还有论意志的捆绑。基督徒的自由，这些还有其他很多的著作。
Here are some of the quotations of Luther.
下面是一些路德的名言。
The Bible is the cradle that holds Jesus.
圣经是承载耶稣的摇篮。
I have held many things in my hands, and I have lost them.
我手中抓住了很多东西，但是我失去了。
But whatever I have placed into God's hands,That I still possess.
但是把我所交给上帝的，我还拥有。
The Bible is alive. It speaks to me. It has feet. It runs after me.
圣经是活的，它对我说话，它有脚，它在后面追赶我。
It has hands. It lays hold of me.
它有手，它紧紧地抓住我。
Here are the famous Bible verses of the Reformation.
关于改革的几个著名的经文。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast.
以弗所书二章八到九节，你们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是上帝所赐的。也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Romans chapter 3, verse 28. For we hold that a person is justified by faith apart from works prescribed by the law.
罗马书三章二十八节，所以我们看定了，人称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法。
And Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. For freedom Christ has set us free.Stand firm and do not submit to the yoke of slavery.
加拉太书五章一节，基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立的稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。
So, I am glad to be a Protestant, Reformation, Lutheran Christian.
我很高兴自己是宗教改革的信义宗的基督徒。
But most of all, I am a Christian, a follower of Christ, a disciple of Jesus, a sinner saved by grace.
但是最重要的是，我是一个基督徒，我是跟随基督的追随者，我是耶稣的门徒，我是蒙恩得救的罪人。
How about you?
你呢？
Are you trying to earn heaven and God's blessings by doing good things?
你是不是在试着靠你的做善事来换取进入天堂还有上帝的祝福？
Stop.
请你停下来。
Consider our namesake, Martin Luther, who also suffered that same religious mistake.
我们要想想我们的榜样马丁路德，他也曾经陷入了这样的误区里。
Until he let the Holy Spirit open his eyes, his mind, and his heart.
直到他让圣灵来打开他的眼睛，打开他的思想，还有打开他的心灵。
For Jesus says, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free."
因为耶稣说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
And this is my prayer for each of you, each of us.
这也是我对大家还有对我们自己的这个祷告。
That we live free in Christ, forgiven and loved.
愿我们活在基督里得以自由，而且被赦免，在爱里得赦免。
So that we may joyfully serve the Lord by serving others.
所以我们能够很喜乐的通过去服侍他人来服侍上帝。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.